Kia ora, tena koutou katoa. Welcome to Emirates Podcast, episode 378. Today is Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. Today is the 16th anniversary of the Emirates Podcast. I uploaded the first episode on March 28th, 2007, and despite everything, and despite what it appeared might be the case, it's still here. Much to my surprise, certainly. I don't know where this podcast is going to be going. I teased it on my blog by saying I was going to be talking about its future. But the truth is, I actually don't know what I'm going to be doing with it. Last year, at the 15th anniversary, I talked about how I might do video podcasts and release the audio separately and so on. And certainly that's a thing. But there's been a change since then. Not all that long ago, quite recently, actually, YouTube created the ability for creators to post podcasts to YouTube. Now, obviously, it's a video platform, and so they're really talking about video podcasts. And there was nothing stopping people from doing this before, but the gist of it is that they're going to be promoting it in a different way, and it's, I don't know, it's all very confusing. And to be completely clear, I'm not clear on what they mean by it, what YouTube means by it. But it is at least a thing now, whereas it wasn't when I talked about this last year. And I still don't know if I'm going to do that or not. There are a lot of reasons why I thought I might want to do it. For instance, when I first started thinking about doing videos again, this is since I've been in this house, I started looking to see what sorts of videos were available on YouTube. And I saw that there was a there were few older gay men doing videos on YouTube of any sort. And there were virtually none, or probably none, who were talking about grief. No gay widowers on YouTube that I could find, not current ones anyway. And all of the stuff that the vast majority of stuff I found dealing with grief at all was from the perspective of women or from the perspective of mental health professionals and that sort of person. So not necessarily anything I could relate with directly. And the vast majority of things I found on grief were TED Talks, which, interesting though they may be, isn't the sort of thing I would be doing, obviously. And so I don't know. It seemed to me at the time that I might have something to offer. And so I looked at a variety of different kinds of podcasts, not just TED Talks, vloggers and lifestyle bloggers or videos and so on. And I noticed that those who do what they actually call podcasts tended to have much more structured shows than I am accustomed to doing. What I've been doing for a long time, actually for most of these 16 years, is just sort of a freeform chat. And that's not the sort of thing that most of the podcasts on YouTube that I've seen so far do. They've got multiple camera angles and things and all sorts of videos. I mean, most of them, not all of them. And I don't know that I want to do that, but I'm just not sure. And I don't know that I would have any value to add. And I think part of my hesitation is I don't know what, if I have much of a following as it is, because the feed that goes out to iTunes and so on, it's an RSS feed, and it's generated actually from my blog, but it's sent to, not my blog, the podcast site, and it's sent to YouTube by a Google property called FeedBurner. And FeedBurner has been degraded by YouTube. Actually, they started that years ago after they bought it, and it's a mere shadow of its former self. And I no longer have any statistics on downloads or what have you. So I've got no idea how many times a podcast episode is downloaded or listened to or what have you. And the statistics I have, which come from a different company, tracking company, aren't as robust as the FeedBurner ones used to be. So I don't actually know how many people download this episode. I do know that my blog has very few readers anymore. And if this podcast is the same, then that kind of suggests that it probably isn't worth going into video and doing all that sort of thing. Or maybe it would be because it's a completely different medium. I simply don't know. What I do think, though, is that I will be making some change or other in the next year or so, because I turn 65 in January and I'll be retiring on a pension and I'm going to want to cut my expenses before then. And the podcast hosting is one of them. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to do it this year. It expires in May, but it's probably certain that I'll be doing it by the following May. And that means that it would probably mean that I would move the podcast to a free site like Anchor or something like that, or possibly YouTube. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do at this stage. If that happens, I'm not going to be carrying all of the 16 years worth of episodes with it, whatever I do. So, well, for one thing, if there are any old episodes you want to hear or to keep forever, now's your time to act. But I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I'm still trying to figure this out. There's certainly no clamoring for me to make videos of any sort. And actually, there's not a whole lot of clamoring for me to do audio podcasts either, for that matter. So I don't know what I'm going to do, and I don't know how long I'm going to do it. However, I will reiterate something I said a long time ago when I was having existential issues with the podcast. And I said that I would never just stop. I would say something before I did it. And that's still true. As a matter of fact, that promise is what kept me from just stopping at various points over the years. Not recently, to be fair, but in the past, certainly. The reason I didn't just stop was because I'd made that promise. And that's still true. I mean, unless something happens to me, like I get hit by a bus or something, I will say something if I'm going to stop. So, and that's frankly not on the cards at the moment. May not be ever. Who knows? I just don't know. And that's really what I'm getting at. Because even though I have more trouble blogging than I do podcasting these days, and it's a time issue, I find that when I do a blog post that it takes me a lot longer to do than a podcast, not counting the editing of the episode. And so it's all about time more than anything. It's not lack of will. It's not that I don't want to do these things. I just somehow can't find the time. And you would think that somebody who doesn't do much would have plenty of time, but it doesn't seem to work that way. At any rate, here we are, 16 years later, and I'm still going. Up to a point, and I imagine I will for a while yet, but, you know, I can't promise it will go on forever, but certainly I'm open to suggestions, I'm open to ideas for what I could, should, or whatever do, and, I'll try to work that out over the next few months. But in the meantime, it's mostly just been kind of same old, same old. There has been some stuff that's been going on in New Zealand, some political stuff partly. And quite frankly, I'm just not into talking about it. It's just because I just don't want to. I mean, I probably will in the future. To be fair, a lot of it is that I haven't quite gotten my head around it myself. I don't know what I think about some of this stuff entirely. And so I should be clear about that before I try to talk about it. It's not the first time that's been the case. It's just that with my seeming lack of time in general that I find trouble finding time to even do that. So, be that as it may. There is a slight update on the mission control system I created for myself. I was working on, I've been using the daily to-do lists for a while now, and I realized recently that I should use Pencil. And the reason for that is because I often move things around from day to day, and that's part of the reason why I wanted to use an electronic system in the first place, so that I could move tasks around rather than have to just cross them off when I wasn't going to do them or whatever. And so I started using a mechanical pencil instead, and when they're done, there's a little check mark, and someday I'll blog about this once I work out whether or not it actually works for me. And it's a system I adapted from somebody else. I think I might have said last time. I can't remember. At any rate, so yeah, that's a minor thing, and it's sort of a technical realization or whatever, and it definitely has helped since I switched to Pencil. But there was something else that emerged last week. Actually, I think it was a week ago today. On Wednesday, in fact, it was Wednesday. Wednesday night, I was cleaning up the kitchen before I went to bed, and I noticed that the little pouch that my pills come in was lying on the bench, and it said Tuesday. And this is Wednesday night, remember? And I thought to myself, wait a minute. Did I not take my pills today, or did I skip a day or miss a day or whatever. And so I looked and the Wednesday pouch was still there. So I finally worked out that I hadn't taken them, and I was trying so hard to remember what went wrong. And what happened is that I'd made myself some toast that was a little more ornate than usual and sat down in my chair to have it, and then forgot to take my pills and somehow marked it off on my alert that I had taken my pills, probably because I was about to get up and then I forgot. That's the second time that's happened. The last time was about 4 odd months ago. Because to refresh your memory, I have the Reminders app on my devices set to tell me at 10 a.m. every day to take my pills. And then I mark it as completed once I do, but if I don't, then it won't go away. It'll always be on my lock screen, my phone or my iPad whenever I pick it up until I actually do it. And then the next day it reminds me again at 10 a.m. Well, this is the second time since I started doing that this has happened, where I missed a day. And, of course, I didn't realize this. It was about midnight when I realized it. And at that point, it was closer to the next dosage than it was the previous one. And so the typical advice is you wait till your next dose, and which is what I did. And I didn't sleep well that night. And what I did the next day was I added a new alarm to the Reminders app to tell me to double-check medication, which goes on at 2 p.m. every day. And the reason it goes off at 2 p.m. is so that it's still close enough to 10 a.m. that it won't affect anything if I take the pills then. But what I do is I go into the kitchen and I physically check the pouch, make sure the pills are all gone and it's the right day, and then I can mark it as double-checked, and then at 2 p.m. the next day it will tell me. Now, so far this has worked. Although I would have expected it would have worked, because this is a rare thing for me to miss doses. It hasn't happened. This is the second time since I started using the Reminders app. When was that? A year, 2 years ago? Can't even remember. Because at the time, I had to take medication twice a day at that point, and I often forgot, especially the second one, I often forgot the second dose. So this has worked pretty well for me since I started doing it, except for these two times. But it's serious enough that I had to do something about it. Now, this is only tangentially, I was going to say it's tangentially related to the mission control program I set up for myself, but it's not exactly that remote, because the urgent things that I need to do either go into the Reminders app or into my calendar, and this is related to that. It's the only thing I must do every day is take my pills. That's it. That's the only thing I must do every single day. Well, feed Leo too. But my personal task for me, it's the only thing. And I had to find a way to make sure that I don't forget, which was why I started the Reminders app in the first place. And then I added a second reminder to hopefully make sure I don't forget again. And it means that I leave the little pouch on the kitchen bench all day long, so that I, at any time during the day, if I think to myself, I did take those pills, right? I can go back and check and reassure myself. Because otherwise I'd have to dig through the rubbish and pull the little pouch out. Yeah, so this is still a learning process, this thing I've devised for myself. And so far, so good, though. But that is it for today. That's it for the first 16 years. I'll talk to you soon. Kakite no. Bye. You can comment on this or any episode of the Airman's Podcast at airmanspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can visit and comment on the Amarin's Facebook page, or you can email me, with or without a voice message, at amarins@gmail.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network and is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.